It's time for our monthly catch-up now with British Blind Sport, and we've got another Have a Go Day, and we're talking swimming as well. Vicky has joined us once again. Another busy calendar ahead, and we're going to chat a little bit about an event in Gloucester, one of your Have a Go Days. But tell us, what are the Have a Go Days all about? Why are they so good? Why are they so popular?
All about just coming and having a taste or a try of a variety or a handful of different sports, just to see if you like any of them or would like to continue to participate in them. So it's just a nice little stepping stone to getting active or seeing what's about in your area that you can potentially do and following on from the event.
So when people go to the, say they like cycling or they like bowling, that will be available and it will be accessible in that local area.
So yeah, we definitely try and find sports that are already up and running in the area locally, and we try and use those local clubs and coaches to deliver on the day for the Have a Go Days, so that participants get to know the coach and hopefully work with them in the future.
I use the word sports, but there's activities in there as well. We're not kind of looking for the next Paralympian of the future, but you never know what you might find. But encouraging people to get involved, and the sort of mental health as well as physical health, I suppose, can benefit from this as well.
Yeah, definitely. These days are really nice in terms of bringing people together. So maybe people they've not met in their area or their community before, making new friends, even just getting out for the day and just doing a little bit of movement, you know, refresh and hopefully make people feel better and happier.
Okay, so tell us about the next one that's coming up. Where's that one going to be?
Our next Have a Go Day is in Gloucester, and it's at the King's School at their sports ground. It's on the 19th of October.
And what would people expect to find there if they came along?
A local judo club, the Gloucester Growlers, the cricket club are going to be there. And we've also got the coaches from GB Blind Baseball. There's a few baseball setups around the outside of Gloucester as well. So looking to see if anyone wants to take part in that.
So these are free of charge. I presume people just register and make their own way there.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can register via our website on our events page, check out our social media, they should be on there as well. And if anyone needs a hand in filling out those forms online, you can just call our helpline as well, and we can do that on your behalf if you need a hand.
Okay, we'll give the contact details a little bit later. But before we go, there's news on a swimming event you have coming up as well. This is an annual event.
So we run it every year at Tudor Grange Leisure Centre in Solihull, so Birmingham. So this year it's on the 10th of November. It starts around lunchtime. So yeah, all things swimming.
Do you have to be a swimmer to go? What kind of things will be there?
So we have the opportunity for youngsters to take part in some swimming lessons. So if they've never swum before, we'll have a swim coach in a shallow pool ready to give some taster lessons. There's the diving pool there. So if we have any swimmers that perhaps are happy swimming but want to take part in a different kind of swimming event and learn how to do a little bit of diving, we've got that as well. And then we also have our swim gala, not super competitive, but a chance to race against people of the same kind of category or site classification and age. But we also have some fun races as well, using some different fun equipment. So like our Jangles balls, some floats and some noodles and things like that, and just have some fun.
Brilliant. So it's a good social event for the participants, I suppose, for their friends and families that come along as well.
Yeah, definitely. We're hoping to have some inspiring people come along and chat as well. So we know that Melanie Barrett is coming to the event, who has just become the first blind woman to swim the Channel. We're also hoping to potentially get some medalists from Paris or some previous Paralympic medalists to come along and inspire and bring some medals and chat to the next generation of swimmers.
Fantastic. So if people are interested in either of these events, or perhaps they want to find out more about getting involved with British Blind Sport, the other stuff that you guys do for all ages, of course, what's the best way to get in touch?
Our helpline, if you want to give us a call, is 01926 424247. You can also visit our social media on Instagram or Facebook. Most of all of our activities and events go through there. Or you can just visit our website at britishblindsport.org.uk.
Well, good luck with the events, Vicky. And thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.